Could you be missing out? This briefing is about when nature gets my attention about God and his ways. The guy could not walk. You know, the one in Acts chapter 4. There he was at 40 years of age, never walked a day in his life, but content to ask Peter and John for money, as though enough money to get by was all he needed. It wasn't just his legs. His thinking was lame. But then perhaps my thinking is lame too. How often do I settle when it comes to my faith in God? How often do I miss out on the greatness of God or the generosity of God because I limit him in my heart and mind? Come with me into my garden where I recently learned a vital theological lesson. I love birds, but hummingbirds are far and away my favorites. So I plant flowers that will draw them. I also make nectar and fill feeders for my tiny friends. That little girl in the first picture comes first thing in the morning and just before dark each day, and sits on that branch on my front porch. The plant pictured is bee balm, which I have in an upraised bed on my back porch. I planted a tiny little shoot as spring was dawning, and as it has grown, I have used it in bouquets with my roses and found it quite lovely. But then I noticed something. The foliage was so full, it kept the water from getting to the roots. When I realized this, I intentionally watered the soil, of course. And look what happened. The plant did what it was meant to do. It produced magnificent fuchsia-colored flowers, also pictured. Here's the thing. We get a fair amount of rain in North Carolina, so one might assume that plants are getting enough water. Big mistake, as I learned with this flowering plant. Application for you, for me, for our relationship with God? We often stop short in our experience of God because our view of him is so limited. We are content with alms for the poor when God longs for so much more with us. Our cultural moment has a greatly diminished view of God. He is made out to be weak, impotent, and rather irrelevant. Let's face it, even though we who have relationship with him would never say such things, many of us act as though this is true. We show how little we trust God by how little we entrust to him, like our time and attention. In the arena of prayer, and in other ways we could grow our relationship with him. We were made in God's image, yet many of us have remade God into our image. Here, David is our teacher in his take of God. Listen, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, that's good, from Psalm 95. I know very little about stars, planets, and galaxies, though while in college, I did work for the president of the Astronomical Society of San Francisco. But I do know when I look up at the night sky and the vast array of stars, I am in awe and truly amazed. Years ago, I saw this presentation live. I hope you will look at your morning briefing and click on the YouTube link. It's just several minutes long by Louis Giglio. It is awe-inspiring. I close with this question. Who is the most influential person in your life? Some of you just said Jesus, because you were told that is always a safe answer. But I beg to differ with you. You are the most influential person in your life. You are the only one who can choose your thoughts and priorities. You are the one who decides what or who will get your attention. So, why don't you make certain that the soil of your life is well watered with the truths of and about God, lest you are like the flowerless bee balm I was growing? Start by asking God to show you who He is, and then look for Him. Want more information about this right now, like who God is? I've included a link at the end of your morning briefing called Explore God. It's valuable, actually. Ask God to speak to you, and then give Him some quiet in which to speak. Look at the skies, how vast, how limitless. What languages they speak. In conclusion, learn from our lame friend. Do not settle for shekels when you can walk, run, and dance. Do not settle for making mud pies in a slum when you're being offered a holiday at sea. Don't miss out. And I got an old song will bring back memories from some of you. God is indescribable.